Northeast Spokane includes one of the poorest census tracts in the city. A new survey on rent increases found 78% of respondents were worried about staying housed. The survey comes as Spokane County sees historically low vacancy rates and big rent increases. A survey conducted by The Zone, a Northeast Community Center initiative, found that rents in the area went up on average at least $200. 169 people responded to the poll, most of which live in Northeast Spokane. A little more than half of those surveyed said they haven't been able to find a new rental they can afford. Jenna Ray, the assistant director for The Zone, says most of the people who responded to the survey said the rent increase had caused a strain on their mental health, and one in five said they felt hopeless.
It's paralyzing to see that, you know, there's a place that you could move, but understanding that you can't afford your rent where you're at and you can't afford to move.
According to the University of Washington Center for Real Estate Research, Spokane's apartment vacancy rate is just 0.5%, the lowest level since the center started keeping track. Landlords say the low supply, an increased risk of owning a rental, and cost of living has forced them to raise rents. Ray says the survey results show an urgent need for housing intervention.
So if you have 78% of households worried about staying housed, then that obviously is a crisis that we need to prevent.
Ray says her organization is planning workshops for the community to connect renters to resources like food, utility, and childcare assistance that could help their budget stretch farther. She says they've also started discussions with city leaders about federal American Rescue Plan funding or other resources that could help people in a housing crisis. Terry Anderson, the executive director of the Spokane branch of the Tenants Union of Washington State, says the average rent increase reported in the survey is lower than what she's been hearing in the community.
There are many tenants who paid rent all the way through the pandemic. They didn't apply for rental assistance. They didn't get rental assistance. And then all of a sudden, they're hit with a $700 rent increase.
Anderson is calling for more rental assistance with fewer barriers and for legal intervention from local governments. Spokane City Council President Brianne Beggs said city leaders have chosen to exhaust the existing $30 million of rental assistance that's available before tapping into American Rescue Plan funds for rent relief. The city also recently held a forum and is currently conducting surveys to determine how to spend its $80 million American Rescue Plan allotment. Beggs says he's also considering a city policy that would put restrictions on aid for landlords if they raise rent, but he said he has not yet discussed a proposal with the rest of the city council. Anderson says the biggest thing tenants can do right now to protect themselves is to get educated on the rules and the types of help already available. Two state laws that went into effect this year bar landlords from holding rental history during the pandemic against tenants, require landlords to give more notice to their tenants before asking them to leave, and pay for a program that connects renters to free legal representation.
What I really have a problem with is that people are going to become homeless. You do not have to flee. You have rights.
Anderson says she hopes the city will offer grants to community centers or other nonprofits to educate tenants on the new laws. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.